Welcome back to the Finsiders. Dolphins Monday after the team's 23-10 win at Cleveland yesterday afternoon. Jesse Agler, John Congemi. Now we're joined in studio by quarterback Brent Grimes. Had a pass defense yesterday, couple of tackles in his first regular season game as a Miami Dolphin. First off, congratulations on the win, and how'd it feel to play a real game?
Thanks. Thanks for the congrats. But it felt good. It felt good. I haven't played a full game in a while. And it was like, the final step of rehab. You know, I got through a whole full game, and it was cool.
First game last year is when the injury took place. You played in the preseason, but obviously it's different. You're not playing four quarters. Was there like kind of a sense of relief at any point of the game? You're like, all right, I'm cool. We're good to go here.
I mean, I never had like a doubt or anything, but it was just cool to do it. And I was like, all right, you know, that last drive, it was like a 20 play drive.
That's right.
That's the only time I was like, whoa, I'm a little tired. But other than that, it was just like any other time.
It might have been long at the end of the game, but in the beginning of the game, you guys were getting off the football field. I mean, it went interception, punt, interception, punt, interception. And your coach Coyle has been preaching all offseason about the takeovers. That had to feel good as a unit coming off with all those three and outs and those takeaways.
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge. We, like you said, at the beginning of the game, we started off like I don't know if I'm correct, but I think the first five possessions was three turnovers.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. If you can do that, it's going to be tough to beat you. So, especially with the focus of the offseason being so much on takeaways and you know, forcing turnovers and such, that was cool to come out the first game and really put it into effect.
Brent Grimes is with us. We were just talking about the fast start for this defense. It was unbelievable. First possession of the game, the Browns are actually moving the ball, maybe as well as they did the entire day, but it ends with a Nolan Carroll interception. Next time they have the ball, you guys force three and out and a punt. Then Dimitri Patterson gets his first interception. Then another three and out and a punt. Then another Patterson interception. All that before they finally scored late in the first half. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that as a defense.
Yeah, it was like I said already, that was awesome. That was an awesome start. And we looked at the film. It's, you know, you never play a perfect game, but that's good. We can improve on things we saw in the film, and you don't want to play your best game in the first game. So, I mean, we got some things to work on, but it's definitely some things to, like, you know, feel good about.
Yeah, easier to make those corrections after a win also than it is after a loss.
Definitely.
We're talking to Brent Grimes as we look back at yesterday's season opening 23-10 victory over the Cleveland Browns. We mentioned it. I mean, the takeaways are such a big part of the conversation, and they were a big part of the game yesterday. But I think what was maybe most interesting and exciting to me was all three picks, especially two of them. I mean, those weren't like balls where the quarterback throws it right at you or anything like that. I mean, these guys went up and they made some really nice plays.
Yeah, Nolan's was real nice. He tracked the ball on the deep throw. That was a nice pick. And then Dimitri, especially his first one, when he the ball tipped and passed. You know, that took a lot of concentration, and he made a great play. And that's what you need to do in this league, because a lot of the times you got to go make your plays when they present themselves, and Nolan did and Dimitri did twice.
You said it. You have to be able to turn the football over if you're on defense, and the next thing you need to do is get off the field on third down, and you guys did an awesome job. One of 14, I think, Cleveland was on third down. And, I mean, that had to be exciting for you guys, knowing that, hey, third down, you guys are getting those guys off the field and giving the ball back to your offense.
That's a big anybody that's played defense any level. I mean, if high school is the last time you played, you know, if you could get off on third down, as a defense, that's a big, you know, it demoralizes the offense and it makes the defense feel good and it puts your offense right back on the field. So that was great. 1 for 14 that's an incredible day.
It's knocking it out of the park.
that's great. That's great.
You're feeling pretty good turning the page after 7% allowed on third down. How nice was the pass rush yesterday? We've talked all offseason about the way the pass rush and the secondary got to work together to stop teams.
It was awesome. It was awesome. They I don't know if I'm right. I just know, like, off the top of my head, I think we had something like 6 sacks and we had like 20 plus hits or something like that. So anytime you can do that to any quarterback, you know, that is not going to be a good fun day for them. And they're not going to be comfortable to make the throws and the reads that they have to make, because they're going to be thinking about, man, I'm about to get hit by this guy. Oh, somebody's going to hit me. Somebody's always in my face. So he's never comfortable. So that's a big deal.
You guys, you know, you mentioned at the beginning of the interview about, you know, your first game. It's the last chapter in your rehab. How was the communication for you being out there? You know, it's one thing to go through preseason and go through training camp and, you know, the crowd noise isn't there. I mean, you're in a hostile environment. Yeah. You only have your guys in white jerseys that are with you. How was the communication in the defensive secondary for you coming back?
It was good. We did a very, very good job. It was a couple plays that, you know, it was, you know, late or something, you know, but for the most part, we were excellent with it. And we're going to keep doing that throughout the season, because that's a huge part in secondary play is communication. And, like, you'll see a lot of, on some situations, a lot of big plays in this league is a mistake, a communication mistake, and somebody just running wide open. So we handled that pretty well this game.
You feel like there are any surprises out there as far as, you know, the preparation for Cleveland, or, again, you know, the first full game all sort of working together, or did everything kind of come at you the way you thought it would?
No, that's the one thing about this league. The first game is always weird. And then it was extra weird because they were a new staff.
Yeah.
It was the first game. You know, they're not really going to show what they're going to do in the preseason. I mean, you'll see some things, but you know they're going to come out with completely offensively and defensively. So, I mean, you're aware of some of their main concepts, but they came out and did other things. But it was expected.
Very nice. All right. Now you turn the page a little bit to the Indianapolis Colts. I know we're still just sort of getting past Cleveland and get back to work tomorrow on Indianapolis. But obviously, I mean, one of the better young quarterbacks in the National Football League to get ready for.
Yeah, everybody knows about Andrew Luck. I mean, was he the first pick last year?
Yeah,
First pick last year, and he had a good year last year. He can make all the throws. He's an athlete. He can run. He's strong. So, I mean, he presents a lot of problems.
And Reggie Wayne's still getting it done all these years later.
He's still, and that's his favorite target, I believe. So, I mean, he gets a lot of passes. He still can catch the ball. He still runs his routes well. So they got a nice offense.
Very nice. Brent Grimes, 1-0 as a Miami Dolphin, thanks to yesterday's 23-10 win over the Browns. Appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in, and congrats again.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. That's cornerback Brent Grimes. Reminder that we're now just 2 weeks away from the home opener against the Atlanta Falcons. All kinds of great ticket deals, so check them out at Dolphins.com or call them up at 1-888-FINS-TIX. We'll take a break when we come back. The owner of the Miami Dolphins, Steve Ross, will join us in studio. You're listening to the Finsiders, and you're watching on Fox Sports Florida.